But can I tell you what? Now, some of these Jews known as Zionists, the ones who want to claim this, saying that it's our ancestral land when it's not their ancestral land. In actual fact, they are not from the Middle East, and their DNA proves it. They are not from the Middle East. So what happened to those who were Jewish at the time? Obviously and naturally, and it is proven that over time they became Muslim. Many of them became Christian. When Jesus, Isa alayhi salam came, Isa alayhi salam was sent to Banu Israel. They became Christian, and from there they became Muslim. And some who did not become Christian jumped straight from Judaism into Islam. So if you look at the Palestinians who are Muslim, they are the original owners of that land. Ancestrally, they changed their religion. That's what happened. They changed their religion. Changing your religion does not disqualify you from owning what was yours. My ownership is my ownership, no matter what faith I belong to. So this is the crisis. That's why when you hear, well, you know what? Biblically, it's theirs. It's whose? If biblically it is theirs, then I can tell you biblically, this, the same rule would apply, that the 1 billion Christians on earth would be able to claim it too. But they didn't, and they haven't, and they know it's not theirs. So that's why I say, please give the land back and solve the problem. If you don't want, well, there you go. May Allah Almighty protect us. We feel, and that's why we speak. And when we speak, they don't like, but what can we do? We will. And we call on our leaders, the political leaders, always to do more than what they're doing to ensure the safety and security of our people. And not only that, to ensure that inshallah, by the will of Allah, whatever was stolen from them is given back. And that would resolve the matter. It doesn't mean that the people who are there would be killed. No, they wouldn't. When independence came to South Africa, what happened to those who perpetrated the crimes of apartheid? Are some of them not living around us here now? They're still there, but they now live under a different rule. So it doesn't mean you want to exterminate people. It means you want to correct a historic wrong. And you can still live here amongst us, but who will be in charge? The people whose land it is.